So I have to admit, I only put one name on there because I was only partially committed to coming up onto the stage. But now that I'm pregnant with it, I'll let you know that my name is Alana McFall. And this story has new significance now that I ran into several people I know in the hallway during intermission. And I'm not entirely sure I would have chosen to tell them this story. And one thinks that one is, you know, sort of anonymous in a group, but then you remember that you're living in Smaltimore. So I'm going to do the best I can to get through this without blushing too much. My Christmas story is about a very special first Christmas with a boyfriend about 8 years ago. We were going to head home to Philadelphia to celebrate for the first time with my family. And in preparation the night before, we decided to make some very special Christmas cookies. And yeah. So we, you know, I went to college and everything, so I had a little experience, but I didn't have the same kind of experience that my boyfriend had. And, you know, he pulled out a pound of butter and a pound of pot, and he sauteed them together in a pan. And it was really an exciting experience. I'd never seen anything like it. I was like, woohoo, what a great thing to do the night before Christmas. And then he proceeded to make these amazing sugar cookies. I had no idea the man could bake, you know? I mean, he made these great, great sugar cookies. And he said, you know, why don't you start with half a cookie, honey? And I'm thinking, half a cookie? Okay, I'll start with half a cookie. So I eat half a cookie, and it was really, really good. And he goes downstairs or upstairs or somewhere, and I'm thinking, half a cookie, that's nothing. I mean, like I said, I've been to college, you know, I can do more than half a cookie. And so I proceeded to powerhouse my way through three more cookies. And everything was fine for a little while. And we're hanging out, and he comes upstairs, and he realizes that there's, you know, a tremendous amount of cookies missing. And I was like, they're really good cookies. And he was like, yeah, but I've only had one. And I was like, oh, you want some more? And he's like, no, I don't want any more. And I was like, oh, okay, so let's play some Trivial Pursuit. Because that seemed like the right thing to do. So we pull out the Trivial Pursuit game, and we start playing, and I am kicking butt in Trivial Pursuit. And I get to the stage in my cookie high, where everything's really, really funny, but I'm still taking the game incredibly seriously. So I am, you know, answering question after question after question, and he's throwing them at me, and I'm answering them, and I'm falling off my chair, and I'm laughing hysterically, and I am under the table literally saying, "Give me another question. I'm three in a row. Give me another question. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get four questions in a row." And so he's saying things like, "Honey, don't you think we should go to bed?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, but give me another question first." And then the room starts to move, and the floor is shaking and waving, and I can feel the earth breathe, which is intense. And he finally says to me that it really is time to go up to bed because, after all, we have to get into a car and drive to Philadelphia the next day for Christmas with my family. So somehow I get upstairs, and I don't remember how, and I think it had something to do with crawling and walking and dragging and being lifted. And I found out the next day that this very sweet man who I was dating actually stayed awake all night with his hand on my heart to make sure that I was going to live through the night of this overdose of cookie heaven. And I did live through the night, and I woke up the next day still out of my mind. And he piles me into a car in clothing, I think, and a pillow, and I curl up, and we'd make the drive to Philadelphia, and we're about 10 minutes away from my mother's home. And my mother, by the way, believes that the only person on earth who is allowed to smoke pot is Willie Nelson. Everybody else is a sinner if they smoke pot. You know, my boyfriend says, "What are you going to do? You know, you're so stoned. What are you going to do?" And I was like, "Just watch. You're about to see the best acting performance of your entire life." And sure enough, I get out of the car, and I walk into the house, and I'm not stoned anymore. You know, I'm cool. It's all good. And I do the air kissing and the hugging, and everything's fine. And I chewed a lot of gum, so there's no, you know, aftermath. And I make it through dinner somehow because I know I couldn't eat. And making it through dinner was all well and good. And then after dinner, I needed to use the bathroom. And that probably would have been fine, too, except the cookies I had the night before contained a whole lot of fiber. And and so I did, in fact, use the bathroom. And when I opened the door and the smell of pot overpowered the turkey, the gig was up. So that is my Christmas story.
She's clearly still stoned.